This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau will be in this chair for me the next couple of days. I'll be off until Monday, off in New York City, as a matter of fact, for a little gathering of talk radio professionals. Why am I there, then? I don't know.
But, well, you're there and I'm not, and that should tell you everything you need to know.
Sean Hannity, you'll be asking about Todd. Where's Todd? It's Bismarck, buddy.
Smart Alec.
Where is he? Where is he?
As if ever.
So,
Scott
anyway.
Hannon, on the other hand, ought to be there, needs to be there, and Sean Hannity might ask about that. So, there you go.
Fun little gathering. Been gone for a lot of years, actually, to this. So. And it's really good to be with, you know.
Someday I'll graduate and be in the club, but, you know.
There's sports talk show hosts there. There's, you know, issue hosts there. There's, you know, all walks, and it's just rather interesting. So a couple of days, full report for you on Monday, but Daryl Lease will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, so you'll be in good hands over the next couple of days. And Daryl's been working hard on lots of good discussions, so make sure you call early and often and join the conversation on all of that. We have a boatload of calls ready to go, so as soon as we lock in Congressman Kramer here, we're going to get right to it and get to those calls and ask you to go as quick as you can so we can get to everybody. Here's the telephone number, 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can also text either Todd or me at 701-367-2054. That'd be mine, 701-367-2054. To text your questions or comments to me, you can text me to Todd at 701-226-8503. Always welcome your emails to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Manny, have you got Congressman Kramer locked in there? Okay, he's all locked in, ready to go. And I just mentioned in the audience, Kevin, we have a full bank of calls ready to go. So we're going to get right to it here this morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Scott? I'm just so you know, I think you know I have to get off a little bit early. I've learned from previous trips to the White House that they take your phone when you go in, and so I'm heading over for signing of the VA Missions Act, which we passed a couple of weeks ago, the same week we passed National Defense Authorization Act. So might have to wrap it up just a little early.
Just to let you get into the White House, no problem. Karen and Fargo for Congressman Kramer, you're first. Go ahead.
How do you think the Trump tariffs are going to affect Midwest farmers?
How do I think the Trump tariffs are going to affect Midwest farmers? Well, I think it all depends on whether they become permanent tariffs, how long it lasts, obviously. I think that the tariffs as a trade tool are one thing. Tariffs as a sort of a trade weapon are quite another. I think it's very unfortunate that every other country has been using them against us while we just accept their products into our country, and this president, you know, intercepted this Obama era economy where we just coddled everyone else and got taken advantage of. So he's putting his foot down a little bit. I hope they don't last long, Karen. I can tell you that. I've been very firm with the president. I was the only member of Congress that testified on the issue in front of the United States Trade Representative about 3-4 weeks ago. And express that same concern that while I think the goals are noble to rein in China, to shore up our national defense, and to get a better deal for our farmers and manufacturers, certainly we need to modernize a lot of our trade policies. But the use of tariffs as a long-term weapon, I think, is very dangerous.
Thank you, Karen. Ted's on the road. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, thank you, Congressman Kramer, for the work on the Right to Try Act. It's
thanks,
a really, really wonderful thing for our citizens. And I just wanted to point out that in my research with the hyperbaric community around the world, there's been a number of case reports where not as a replacement for, but as an augmentation of standard therapy for cancer, when you add in hyperbaric medicine and a ketogenic diet, these tumors, I've seen stage 4 tumors and breast cancer and glioblastomas just melt away with the bringing hyperbaric medicine, ketosis, and the standard of care together. But that's an issue in our society where it's very difficult for physicians to go out on those ledges without this kind of a federal law. So thank you.
Ted, thank you. You make a really good point, important point. And I know a little bit about hyperbaric treatment, of course. I've been studying it more because it has been used successfully, as I'm sure you're well aware, well, more than I am, successfully in many situations, not just cancer, by the way, but in lots of treatments. And the fact that, you know, we approach everything with great care and some perhaps healthy skepticism from time to time is good. Obviously, it's what makes us the best. But sometimes our cautiousness keeps our patients and our citizens from the best and the latest and the greatest care. And certainly, Right to Try gives an incentive to not do that anymore. And hopefully, it's helpful. But at the same time, I do think when you're talking about certain treatments like hyperbaric pressure, for example, or hyperbaric treatments, we could ease up a lot more, even in under existing law or previous law, in trying to utilize something that we know and have seen clinically has worked and does work. Unfortunately, our reimbursement system oftentimes doesn't reward those kinds of things properly, and it takes way too long. And what you do, Scotty, is you end up forcing your own citizens to go to other countries to get the type of treatment and care that they desperately need or at least want to try. And that doesn't help the patient, nor does it help the industry grow in our own country. So we need to be very careful to find that balance between the marketplace and good due diligence.
Thank you for the call, Tad. I'm going to keep rolling. We have a lot of calls waiting to chat with Congressman Kramer. Others welcome at 258-0550 or text us 367-2054. An anonymous caller for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Melody Heath at the FSA office, there's still a whole bunch of people that do not have their operating money yet. And somebody needs to go in and help her get that done. And the Fargo office now is calling the bankers, trying to smooth things out with the bankers. Why don't they just roll their sleeves up and go up to Bismarck and help her get that done so these people can get their money? It is June the 6th, and people do not have their operating money.
So is it? Can I ask you, is it a sense that she's overworked or something and she needs that help, or is there some more? Because here's what I did after last week's show. They made a call, said we're going to do a landowner meeting, and we're going to have it out. The problem is, there's an urgency to farmers getting their money that we have to solve, it seems, prior to having engaging in a longer process of, you know, creating a better situation for the long haul in Burton County.
No, she just tried to micromanage everybody. She only gets one or two clients done. I don't even think she gets one or two a week. She just don't know what she's doing, and she's a bully. And she just wants to push people around and show her that she's the boss. That's my opinion. But
I think we might have lost Congressman Kramer there. Can you hear us,
Kevin?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, sorry, I don't know. That's what I think. She just don't know what she's doing.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Appreciate that. And I'll get on it. We'll get on it again and just keep pushing. We'll call Fargo today.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call there. Let me get Art here before the break. Art in New Rockford for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for taking my call.
I'd have to.
Just in regards to your commercial, your last commercial, and I know you're a nice guy and all that.
Thank you.
But we all don't like Heidi Heitkamp, okay? And that's what you said in your – we all like Heidi Heitkamp. And as I said in another call, you know, when you vote for late-term abortion within 20 weeks of birth, then the baby can feel pain, and then you high-five after that. That's not a nice person. I wouldn't say that's a likable person.
Mm-hmm.
Nor when you lie to your constituents and say the tax cuts are just for the rich and it's going to rob Medicare and Medicaid, which was a lie. And that's just a couple of them. So I think you're going to have to understand that you're going to be in a tough fight here, and that you're going to have to also not only say what you've done, have done for this state, but what you're going to have to list reasons why not to elect another senator. This is not only a state. It's obviously state first, but this is a national election. There's a lot riding on this, and we can't afford to take the chance to send back Heidi Heitkamp. And I'm going to compare your that commercial to one that Rick Berg ran, and it wasn't very successful. And he said, Heidi Heitkamp is a nice person, but. So, you know, I hope you get a little bit tougher.
All right, appreciate the call. We're up against the break here. We'll let Congressman Kramer address that when we come back, so stay tuned for your answer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Calendar, Watford City, Rib Fest. It's a ways away, but it's just one. It's a good way to, you know, really make sure you got an important event of summer on your calendar. August 10th is the 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City. They really do it up well. Got a great concert. They got great ribs. They got a Main Street, you know, just a whole, you know, fair of great things going on. Craig Morgan, Cody Charles Band, Party After Dark with Waylon there as part of that. So we also have Homefest here coming up in a couple of weeks, June 22nd through 23rd. That's a great weekend with tradition in Watford City for those that have made Watford City their new home. So kind of neat there as well. And a lot going on, as always. And, of course, if you stay in one of the fine hotel accommodations in Watford City, and there are many, ask about the Best of the West deal. If you ask for the Best of the West, you'll get 10% off their already low price with participating hotel facilities in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. Okay, so before the break, we're back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. By the way, questions, comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And Art from New Rockford asked a question about your new ad in the campaign. Specifically referencing the fact that you used the term about your opponent being nice. So what do you say?
I didn't say she's nice. I said we all like her. And we all implies that every human being does. And, of course, I realize when you say we all, that may be the technical description, but I'm certainly not speaking for every person in America or every person in North Dakota. That said, Art also raised an important point, and that is that we have to draw a distinction. And the ad does do that because it's very specific to legislation and policy and where the two of us are different, and I think that's fair. But I do think it's important. I think North Dakotans prefer, a civil discussion about the policy differences. That said, he drew a comparison also to a Rick Berg ad in the 2012 election where he said, Heidi's nice, but she's wrong on this or something like to that effect. I don't remember the ad itself. But I will tell you where there's a really big difference between 2012 and 2018. And that is that Senator Heitkamp now has a voting record. She's never had one before. And to Art's point, she did vote for allowing pain-capable abortions when the child can feel pain to still be able to rip their limbs apart and to kill them in the womb is while there's pain was, something she approved of, and I voted against, so there's a difference there. She did vote against the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which had been tremendous for our country and really great for North Dakota. In fact, the number one recipient state of the benefits of the tax cuts has been in North Dakota. She did vote to continue the disastrous Obamacare, just something that is the number one concern of farmers in America is the high cost of premiums because of Obamacare. And she did oppose Graham Cassidy, which I talked about, by the way, just before I got on the air, I was in a meeting with Dr. Bill Cassidy, and also United States Senator, former House member, friend of mine from Louisiana, who was the casting Graham Cassidy, which would have provided more money and more flexibility to North Dakota's healthcare system. And we talked a lot about, the next steps and price transparency and those kinds of things. So I think the difference, Art, is that we'll be able to have a more of a policy debate in this election cycle because we have a voting records. Voting records are very, very different. She voted with Barack Obama 88% of the time, and I know there's been a lot of hoopla lately about her trying to beef up her Trump credentials 88% of the time with Barack Obama. That's something, while senators are used to being, bad actors for 5 years and behaving themselves for one because they only have an election every 6 years, nonetheless, it's a record that we'll be reminding voters of.
So bottom line on the whole question of you're saying it's done so in the context of saying, which is, quite evident in polling, right? The likability is higher than the electability.
I think that's a North Dakota trait, Scotty, and it's definitely true in Senator Heitkamp's case, where the likability is much higher than the electability. It's an enigma, shall we say, in the country, how high her unfavorables are and how very high how very low her reelect is. And so I don't see any reason to try to not like her. I mean, I can understand some people don't, but I do. So, but that said, I don't like her voting record, and I don't like, that she's voted against North Dakota's interests
so many times. And she's used the excuse that, well, I have to vote against North Dakota's interests because they're also Donald Trump's interests, that somehow being with Donald Trump is bad if he's, even if he's with North Dakota. And it's just to say it's become a very confusing message. And I'm going to try to clarify it, certainly from my standpoint. But I don't need to personally attack her to do that.
Texter says, Art nailed it. Lots of us don't like Heidi, and Congressman Kramer needs to start going Trump on her. Stop being nice to people who detest and lie about you, Mr. Kramer.
Well, I don't, you know, I just assume have a good voting record and maintain my likability. There'll be plenty of opportunity to go after a voting record, which we will do very aggressively and draw the distinctions very clearly. And, you know, it's up to her to do whatever she needs to do in her own campaign. If others just despise her, then, you know, I understand that expression. But I'm going to try to stick to the policy matters and the differences we have in our voting record.
Congressman Kramer, who put that line in your ad? We all like Heidi. We do not all like her. Most of us deeply despise her. Better get a new ad person quick. You got lots of campaign consultants.
I do. It's kind of like being an NFL quarterback. Everybody, but I understand that. I think they make relevant points in expressing their view. I have a responsibility to the whole state. I think it's important for people to remember, too, though, that she is a sitting United States Senator. She did win an election, and as did I. And she's never gotten as many votes as me in since running for Congress. She's never gotten as high a percentage in her congressional race as I have. And so there's really not a lot of reason for me to go nuclear, if you will. I think North Dakotans, by and large, find it refreshing to have a discussion and a debate and a campaign that's based on policy and policy differences in voting records than on personalities.
Let's go to Wayne in Edinburgh next with a question for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Yeah, thank you. And Congressman Kramer, our condolences to you and the loss of your son. That's terrible.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been talking about voting records, and I saw one ad of Heidi's where she says that she votes with President Trump when she thinks it's right for North Dakota, and she votes against what he is proposing when she thinks it's bad for North Dakota, and that she actually supports President Trump about half the time, about 50% of the time. Have you seen that? Am I remembering it wrong? Was I out in space something that?
I don't know. I don't recall an ad. I don't know that I've seen that ad. I've heard that statistic, and it's come from her or her people that she's voted with them about half of the time. My concern is the half when she doesn't vote with them, and it's bad for North Dakota. The only people that matter here are the North Dakotans, and how she votes with or against them. And she's not with us on the things that matter the most.
Wayne, thanks for the call. We'll take a break. More calls for Congressman Kramer after the break.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer the third annual Market Outlook for Soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discussion of marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2018 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held on July 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Bill Wilson and Frayne Olson of NDSU. Be sure to register by July 20th by contacting the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Relatives and neighbors of a fashion mogul say they're sad but not surprised at news of Kate Spade's suicide.
I do enjoy the process of creating and designing, so I thought, Why not?
That's the designer herself speaking in a Fox News profile from 2016. The 55-year-old was found dead of an apparent suicide in her Manhattan apartment yesterday. Now her older sister says that suicide was predictable, blaming it on mental illness that went untreated for years. House Speaker Paul Ryan speaking at a briefing moments ago saying President Trump should not consider pardoning himself. He was pressed by reporters about Trump's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to do so. The Republican lawmaker saying no one is above the law. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
J. Thompson & Sons can help your bottom line. They're doing that for a lot of businesses. In fact, north of 600 buildings now throughout the region where they're managing those buildings, taking care of the mechanical and heating and air conditioning systems and saving them money. So cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, as they say, that's being done with more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains are the way to go if you're really saying, hey, how do I do this better? They have commercial operations in Bismarck, obviously, Fargo, Grand Forks, Quinner, Newtown, and Minot. Call and ask them about Link Service. HATandSons.com or call 223-3393. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. To Moorhead we go. Rhonda has a question at 701-258-0550 with your questions and comments for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Yes, Mr. Cramer. My heart is in North Dakota, although I don't live there right now. I listen to Flag pretty much all day, and this is not a question concerning reelection, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But I've been hearing about Democratic National Committee computer stuff that the the Judicial Department would not get involved with, and they called the Capitol Police to take that equipment and have found that there have been senators' computers that were in on some of that. I'm just wondering how much do senators and representatives just kind of keep track about what's going on with themselves?
Sure. So, yeah, appreciate that. I'm going to try to piece it together because you might even remember some of this, but I think what you may have heard about or be referencing was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the, she was the Democrat National Committee Chairman, Democrat National Committee Chairman. She's a member of Congress from Florida, a member of the House, a Democrat, obviously, and she had hired some, I think it was a Pakistani family, wasn't that right, Scott, that did, their IT work? Yeah, okay, did their IT work, and come to find out that, I don't remember if it was Capitol Police or what intelligence agency, but somebody had noticed that they had been, less than careful, shall we say, with members' IT assets. And by that I mean they did a lot of work for not just Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but other members of Congress. We all have different IT firms. There's a handful of them that are approved. Lockheed Martin, I think, is one of them, and some others that handle our internal IT. And So they did work for specific Democratic members, lots of them. That, of course, gave them access to the network and the system itself. This guy tried to, when he was getting, catching up to him, he tried to get out of the country, was, I think, arrested or at least stopped at the airport on his way out of the country and brought back in. They've been under investigation ever since. I think to Rhonda's point, Scotty, the frustration is there's not been a lot about it. And there's, you know, while the investigation continues, there hasn't been, you know, there hasn't been any real enforcement as yet. So we're very aware of it, Rhonda, and Republicans don't use this family. It turns out it is a family, sort of a family business. And we don't know all the details yet, except that it was, less than judicious, shall we say. As far as, I think you brought up the Justice Department or something not wanting to take it on, so the Congress itself, Capitol Police have done some of the investigation, are doing the investigation, as opposed to Justice Department. I think that's right.
They have no oversight to any elected official, though, right? Capitol Police?
Outside of the Capitol, right.
Yeah,
outside of the
right.
Capitol. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Rhonda, thanks for staying on top of this. So many of these out there that you try to just keep tabs on them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I would like to know why Congressman Kramer and his colleagues in Congress cannot rein in the DOJ and make them hand over documents. They are supposed to police the DOJ.
Well, and of course they are. I mean, it's been a very slow process, as people have noted. Devin Nunes, God bless him. If we didn't have him and Trey Gowdy putting the screws to them all the time, they'd run roughshod. And it's amazing how used to that they've become, they being the agencies and the DOJ as well as others. So remember, it was Chuck Schumer said, you take on the intelligence agencies at your own peril. Well, we're taking them on. And while we get as frustrated as anybody, we use the process, the subpoena powers that the Congress has to unveil a lot of this. And a lot of people's frustration, interestingly, Scott, is based on information that has been unveiled by the House of Representatives through our oversight process. And that oversight has become a little bit easier under Republican, but I have to say I share a lot of frustration with people about DOJ and Attorney General Sessions. While he exempted himself from the specifically the Russia investigation and the special counsel, he still has responsibility to the FBI, for the FBI and the rest of the agency. And there should never be a delay. I think the great frustration right now is the Inspector General's report on the Hillary Clinton investigation that's been sitting around for about 18 months, 16 months, something like that. Now, the final report's been laying around for a couple of weeks, and that's got a lot of people concerned that maybe there's some hanky-panky going on while it's supposedly done.
A texter says, driving by Heidi headquarters, I see so many out-of-state plates. Trust me, they are on Team Heidi, not North Dakota values. Stress that.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had a parade, as you know, I was in a parade in Wapakoneta this weekend, and that's down in the heart of hike camp country. My staff counted five hike camp walkers, and they all were on the payroll. And we had 50 North Dakotans from the area that just came in and wanted to show their support. I think that's exactly what we're seeing expressed not only and illustrated not only in the parade, but illustrated in many, many other ways as the campaign moves forward. So I have lots of good reason for optimism. But, Scotty, right now I'm gonna have to wander into the West Wing of the White House here. They're going to confiscate my phone.
Well, we don't want you to confiscate your phone. The Congressman Kramer is leaving a little bit early today to attend a White House ceremony for a piece of legislation that he helped enact, and the president will be celebrating today for the VA. So that's great.
VA Missions Act. It was a really good bill, important piece of legislation that we passed a couple of weeks ago that it reauthorizes but also enhances the VA Choice Act, which, you know, is so important to rural America and veterans living in rural America, like places like North Dakota, where distance is such a factor. And it just provides even more flexibility for the veteran. I think we need to go a lot further. I think we need to give veterans not just choice, but it ought to be, it ought to be a clear choice that's based on where they like to go as opposed to where the VA doctor tells them they can go. But at least we're making progress, and each iteration of the legislation moves, in the right direction. So we're going to celebrate that today with the bill signing of the VA Missions Act.
And there's a few folks that want you to celebrate repeal and replace of Obamacare with something that Block grants back to the states, but we'll save that one for next
Amen.
Week. So
let's get after it. All right.
Our next text here. Thanks a bunch. Congressman Kevin Cramer headed to the White House for that bill signing ceremony, invite of the president. I did not get a chance to ask him about the other ceremony at the White House this week that he was invited to that didn't happen. That was with Carson Wentz. So unfortunate there. Gary in Fargo. Sorry, Congressman Cramer's gone. You were next. But I thought I'd give you a chance to ask a question here, and we can ask him for you next week or invite you to call us back next week, whatever you prefer.
Well, the question I'd like to find out is we have a lot of Muslim guests in the state, and I'm real curious what the plan is for them. Are they going to become permanent residents? Are they here for a period of time? Being a veteran, I don't get free food, free housing, free medical, free education. So they're quite an impact on our state, and I've never heard that they're here, what the long-range plan is for them.
I think you're talking about the refugee resettlement program. Would be my guess, and you know that is administered through Lutheran Social Services, and they place again these refugees have to meet a bunch of criteria through the State Department and actually be in harm's way, and then they apply to come to different spots in the U.S. in Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck are the three locations they're located there. The program has come to a virtual halt because of the Trump administration saying, number one, we're going to reduce the numbers, and number two, we're going to do additional screenings to make sure that these people are who they say they are, because that was, of course, one of the big worries. So when you ask, are they going back? No. Under the refugee resettlement program, they come here, they are settled here, and they're put here. Many people think that there should be, you understand if they're from a country where they're in harm's way, that there should be some provision for a place to get them out of there, but not necessarily all the way over to the United States, right? Closer to the region where they could be taken care of at culturally something that would be less disruptive, number one, and number two, also less expensive for the taxpayer. So, but that program has gone through a radical change because of the Trump administration. But your questions are better directed for Lutheran Social Services. We've asked. I'll give you one example. A fellow by the name of Dave Pepcorn. He is a former Bison football player and been a member of the Fargo City Commission for some time. And Dave went about wanting to ask law enforcement, social services, others, can you help me understand the cost? Like, what are the impacts on the city budget, on the county budget, on all budgets from, the federal government cutting a deal with, in this case, Lutheran Social Services and saying, we'll take X amount of refugees. What does that cost taxpayers? Do you think he could get any answers, Gary?
Probably not.
No, I mean, in fact, he was scoffed at and dismissed as some kind of a racist. He wasn't saying end the program. He's saying just give me some data, give me some information, so I know. Maybe it probably may not. I just want to know. I want to be able to know. I don't want it to be anecdotal. So. It's not easy to get answers like the ones you're asking, other than to tell you that the flow is reduced greatly under the Trump administration. I can tell you that much.
Well, that's more information than I've had. I'm just very concerned about the demographic change. And, I mean, are these people allowed to vote? This is our country, and I don't want the demographics of my country changed because of Lutheran Social Services.
You are not alone in your concern about, the sort of social engineering that goes on there, and trying to find that balance. I just think we need an open, honest discussion about it. Open and honest discussion. That's, lots of transparency. You get a lot of good answers. Gary, appreciate your call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hinman here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousand's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson Story. You'll love it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, last chance to get a word in if you'd like. Text us at 226-8503 for Todd, 701-367-2054 for yours truly. This doesn't happen very often that somebody texted back a note after I asked one of the questions they had sent in earlier for Congressman Kramer. Thanks for asking my questions, Scotty. Congress needs to grow a set and impeach Rosenstein. He's no doubt a swamp dweller and not on Trump's team, that's for sure. Happy to do it. Nice when we Yeah, thank you. Not always necessary, but we'll take it. That's very nice. John in Minot had a question. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to radio the other night, and they were talking about all the immigrants that was let in under Tony Blair. And I guess they've got gangs over there that are called rape and grooming gangs. And they didn't say it was because of the Muslims, but they sure made it sound like it was them. And there's one guy over there, he wanted to let the public know, but their leftist government didn't want the public to know, so they threw him in jail for 13 months. What can you find out about those gangs over in the UK?
Now, is this MS-13?
No. It's all these millions of Muslims that immigrated into the UK under Tony Blair.
All right, but they're a gang, but there's no particular.
They're not really gangs. They might just, but you could say they are, because they're rape and grooming gangs is what they're called over there. And they sounded like it was because of all the Muslims. The law wouldn't clamp down on them because of multiculturalism.
Yeah. Well, that's been a huge plague in Europe, no doubt about it. And not recognizing the radical Islamic, strain, the militants, and EC taking over. Absolutely right. Hey, let me get a quick chat in here with Dan Slabaugh, tell you about Hawk Museum, and I hope you're planning to head up there this weekend. I can't believe I have to be in New York City and miss this wonderful time-honored tradition. This is the 29th Annual Antique Farm Show. Dan, how you doing?
Well, hi, Scott. I'm doing well.
Well, good. It looks like you got a great lineup this weekend. Are you excited?
Very excited. It's busy around here right now with a lot of people trying to pull things together, but we love it and having a good time. We're just working together.
I was at Hawk Museum for the first time last year, in addition to the Antique Farm Show and the parades and all the great food, all the things going on. I also really appreciate the displays at the museum. How would you describe Hawk Museum to people that have never been there, Dan?
Well, there's quite a variety. Our focus, of course, is on antique farm equipment. So we have lots of restored tractors, which along with that, people can bring their own special tractor, whatever they'd like to show. So we get a variety of different things in that regard, too. But the antiques and, actually, Carly is here. If you'd like to talk to her, as far as scheduling, she probably would know more of all the exact details.
All right, but, that sounds good.
Would you mind talking to her a bit?
No, put Carly on the phone.
She just walked into the office here, so.
She did, huh?
Yep. Here you go, Carly. Scott's, we're on the line.
We're on the line. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm great, Carly. How are you doing?
I'm good. Pretty busy. We got boiler inspection and, all kinds of stuff.
Got to get ready for the big weekend. What do you want everybody to know about what's happening?
Oh, boy. We got a huge show going on. It's the 29th Annual Antique Farm Show of the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum, located by Wolford, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. And the 7th, we got a kickoff, and then we were going to play bingo out in the Milo Hall. And we got all kinds of stuff.
Of course you are. Yeah, the craft show, the flea market, parades at 4 Friday and Saturday, 2 on Sunday, the all-faith church service on Sunday. What do you think is the most popular part of the weekend? What do people love the most?
Oh, boy, that's hard to say. I'm a little biased, but I like the steam engines and the threshing. So that was what my grandpa did, and that's what I think is the best part. But
they got a blacksmith school. They got plowing, sawmill, threshing. And we can't forget great camping, right?
Yeah, we have about 100 spots, I think. We're filling up fast, though, so if you're going to come camp, you better get here soon, and we'll find you hopefully a good spot that you like. So
now, how do you do that? Just first come, first serve, on the camping spots?
Yep, it's first come, first serve, and then Dan or I will park you for the next couple days, and then on, I believe, Friday or Thursday night, our regular camping guy will be in. So, yep, it's first come, first serve. We have electrical hookups, and if you present a handicap sticker, you get electric, sewer, and water.
They also have a little shuttle service, so they, you know, pick you up at the camping and bring you into all the different things that are going on. So it's a lot of fun. HawkMuseum.org. They have a Facebook page, too. Don't forget the kitchen. Say hi to everybody in Martha's Kitchen for me, because barbecue ribs on Friday night, prime ribs Saturday night, fried chicken Sunday. It's a lot of fun. 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford, North Dakota. And you can give them a call at 583-2381 if you have any questions. 701-583-2381. Carly, our best to everybody up there. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you also. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right, take care. We'll see you, folks. Daryl Leeson for me tomorrow from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Friday as well. And then I'll be back Monday after a little trip to New York City. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.